Right now on VFN TV, President Donald Trump gives $1.7 million to a pro-life clinic to help support life in America. We're going to watch people that actually are for abortion, but when they see what it is, how they change their viewpoint. And finally, we're going to go to the most popular movie, at least a very popular movie right now, called Unplanned, that goes right to a former leader of a Planned Parenthood affiliate responsible for over 22,000 tragic deaths of children. Eyes were open, and she realizes this is murder, and she's been committing her life. As a matter of fact, we're going to tell you all those details right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
President Trump gives $1.7 million to a family planning grant to pro-life clinics. Think about that. We have a president now who's for life. And we've been saying for years now on our program, you've heard us, end our programs with, dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening. The reason why we do that is because we believe that we cannot have a great awakening as long as there's innocent bloodshed happening on the soil of our nation. But guess what? It is ending. America's eyes are opening. Even the governor of Mississippi, he just signed a law, that a heartbeat law that says within 6 days, if you abort that child after 6 days, then that would be murder. And they just committed a law, signed a law just recently. Utah just signed a law, I think, in 20. It's just amazing what's taking place. But think about this. And of course, I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me is John Ramos.
Hello.
John, take a look at this right here. I mean, what's happening? Read this article right here from CBN about what's happening with $1.7 million this family planning grant.
So on Friday, the Trump administration announced it was awarding a $1.7 million family planning grant to chain of California crisis pregnancy centers that oppose abortion and don't offer contraceptives, while at the same time cutting government funding to some Planned Parenthood clinics.
This is awesome because, so stop funding the killing of babies and started funding with your tax dollars, funding, helping the babies live. So not only is he trying to end the funding of the killing of children through abortion, he's actually funding to help people, help educate the mothers to understand that.
And getting them the real help that they need, because you know, reportedly Planned Parenthood said that they were providing all these other services, but a lot of their revenue was coming from abortions.
Well, actually, you know, we're going to be talking about Unplanned, the movie that just came out from Abby Johnson.
Abby Johnson.
But the, you know, she said specifically that the everything that they get funding-wise is just the bare necessities. Their money's made when they abort children.
Wow.
That's where their money's made.
Wow.
And she was responsible. Abby Johnson, when she was running a Planned Parenthood clinic, her clinic alone, John, was responsible for 22,000 deaths of children. I mean, 22,000.
You know, is that
people
a year?
That live on the Gulf Coast in the city of Pensacola, that's one-third of the population of the city of Pensacola. One lady, one person ahead of that clinic. So imagine all these clinics all around the world in America. And how many deaths?
It's tragic.
50 a day. Yeah. 30 to 50 a day.
Right now, I think that number since Roe versus Wade is in excess of 60 million abortions. 60
I think it's
million
up to 70.
People. Is that that's absurd.
And with this new, you know, RU486, which is a pill that kills the child, that actually, numbers are not even being counted. They're not even being counted anymore.
Sure.
But you and I measured once the population of states in America.
Yeah.
And if you actually took out, you know, marked out the states that was equal to that amount of the population, it's almost 50% of the states
at
in
least
America.
When I figured it out, it was at least 25 states.
25 states of the 50.
Half the country. Half the country.
So we've aborted half of America's states, if you would, the population-wise.
Yep.
And, you know, Canada is only 38 million folks. They're only 38 million. So we actually aborted twice Canada, all of Spain. I think 80 million is Spain.
Yeah, it would be all of California and all of Florida
combined.
You know,
it's so serious.
It is serious. But what President Trump is doing with this funding of these life clinics, it reminds me of what Vice President Pence said when he said, "Life is winning again in America." And all these laws and all these people that are standing for this saying, this is horrible. This you can't live like this anymore.
Well, Abby Johnson, the former leader of one of the Planned Parenthood over a clinic, she said that they do not allow ultrasounds. They do ultrasounds, but they do not allow ultrasounds for the mother to see the baby. They only do it to find out how much money they're going to charge the mother based on the cranial size of the baby.
Oh, my.
Based on the cranial size. And that's why they do it. But they don't let her see that. And that's why you see President Trump funding these clinics that actually, for life, they do the ultrasound, let the mother see that it's a baby with arms and legs and hands. And when they abort these children, according to Abby Johnson, at the end of the day, they have somebody in the POC room. And I don't know what it stands for, but they said it stands for parts of children. Because they have to reassemble every baby's body part to make sure that they've taken the baby they just killed.
Left, right?
Yeah, because the mother will get toxic and get sick from that. But somebody had to go in that room and look at the head, the arms, the legs, it's just tragic.
It is tragic. A lot of people they just don't know. They don't have the information.
Remember when we had a program on the fact of that, one of the Center for Medical Progress, went undercover.
David Leiden.
And then with David Leiden. And one of the workers there allegedly said that they ship baby body parts to universities and different people of study from those abortion clinics. Well, Abby Johnson confirmed it. Over two point something million dollars they made a year off of selling the body parts in that one clinic to universities and all, because they wanted certain livers and heads and all these different...
For research, quote-unquote.
This is like Mangala. This is like Auschwitz.
Joseph Mangala was quote-unquote a doctor during Hitler's reign. And he was doing all these medical experiments.
On Jews.
It was horrific.
And
literally just mangling their arms and just horrible, horrible things. But
It's happening right now, according to Abby Johnson, in our nation through Planned Parenthood and people that are back at, which is our university. Isn't it amazing that the universities, not everyone on there, but the majority of universities are literally a force against our Constitution, a force against God, a force against our families. And it's amazing what's taking place.
It is amazing. I think we've shared some statistics in the past. I don't know exactly, but it says something like
70%. 70% of Christian young people who go to secular universities, right at 70%, who are walking with God, when they get to the university, by the time they leave, 70% turn their back on God.
Wow.
Christian universities. People say, I'm going to send my kid to Christian university to fix them, right?
Or Christian school, right?
50%, 50% when they leave the faith of their family with Jesus, personal relationship with Jesus, they leave their faith. And the thing about it,
makes you think, what is happening on these campuses?
Yeah, they're looking.
And you're paying money. You're paying money.
Yes.
To have your children
indoctrinated.
It's tax dollars.
Yeah. It's tax dollars that are happening. Well, listen, we get back from this break. Talk to us about what we're going to see, how this is going to flip on us.
When we get back from this break, you're actually going to see two individuals who thought that it was okay in their own mind, their own reasonings, to take the life of a child with abortion. But once they saw the proof, they saw the evidence, they saw what an abortion was all about, they changed their mind. You don't want to miss what they found out. Join us when we get back from this break.
We'll be right back.
We're so excited about our new book, I Will Fight, Strategies for Your Success. You got to have a strategy and you got to fight. It's not about a physical fight, but you got to fight. And guess what? If you fight, you win. You'll be successful. This book is about transforming your thoughts, about what your beliefs, the decisions that you're making, about speaking, what you say is so powerful, and what you do, what you're saying, the actions you take. And quitting, don't quit. Listen, success and failure quite often is just 5 more minutes. And finally, think about this. So many people talk about you should do this and you should do this and you should do this. And look what they're doing. They're not doing nothing. You can't let people tell you you should do this. As a matter of fact, they can't be putting their should on you. This is so important. Listen, we want to bless you with your free copy of I Will Fight, Strategies for Your Success. You can get it at VFNKB.com. That's VFNKB.com. Get your free copy today. I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program,
that we have for years now, with all these pertinent topics of the day, plus things that you need to know, is right there for you, where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us, and in addition, in SoundCloud as well, you can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to your Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFNTV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. We have our little area there that you can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And this is something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFNTV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partner for any dollar figure at all to be able to say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
We're talking about specifically truth is being revealed. Finally, the lies are being uncovered in regards to, you know, what abortion is, that it's the ending of a life of a child, the dehumanizing of babies, as Abby Johnson, former clinic head of Planned Parenthood, said that that's what we had to do to be able to kill the children. And so people are believing that. But John, what are we seeing here where people are actually watching what happens with abortion?
Well, thanks to the work of Lila Rose and Live Action, they do amazing work to defend life. They interviewed people, and this one particular woman, and about her views about abortion. And prior to her watching the evidence, she was okay with it. But I want you to see what happens after they look
educated.
What abortion looks like. They get educated. Yeah. But education changes minds. Take a look.
What are your thoughts about abortion?
I feel like it's kind of a tricky subject, but I believe it's personal. I think it just depends on, you know, the situation.
And would you identify as pro-life, pro-choice, or neither?
Pro-choice, for sure.
And would you support any limitations on abortion, let's say first trimester, second, or third?
I'm not really sure. I think as long as, I mean, I know with science, you know, they kind of figured out, like, if the baby can, or the fetus can feel anything. So I think as long as there's no suffering on either part, then I think it should be fine.
And then how did you come to holding the pro-choice perspective?
I just think that going through childbirth, it's tricky, and I think anyone who's not ready, or maybe there's certain circumstances, maybe rape or incest, you know, and stuff like that, and having to be able to carry that. And then I just think that there's so many people that are having children that necessarily aren't in the right place or mentally, you know, or emotionally stable. So that's why I'm like, you know, you should be able to choose if you want to have a baby, you know, and take that route. Because it's a very serious thing, you know.
One word, your thoughts on what you saw?
It was really graphic, and I didn't realize that the fetus would be so big. So then just kind of seeing it being, like, ripped apart and piece by piece, it just it's kind of unsettling a little bit. Like I said, I was shocked at how big it was, and I thought it would be, like, way smaller. So, yeah.
And watching these videos, how does it affect, you know, your comfort level with abortion now?
Like I said, for me, like, I am pro-choice, but I think once it becomes, when they're further along, like, that size, that's when it's kind of like, yeah, but they're, you're detaching them, and they're bigger, and I feel like they could feel that, you know? I mean, maybe, like, Plan B is different, or, like, a few weeks before things have started developing, but I know circumstances, but still, it's just kind of a little unnerving. It's like, wow, I didn't realize that that was the way, like, you think, okay, the suction, but it's like, wow.
When you're looking at that, that's the development week by week, starting in the first trimester, when would you say it would be a cutoff point for you?
No. I would say kind of like week 10, maybe?
And we're asking this because, you know, if you're looking at that, you know, it's...
I don't know, because I could see the fingers and the brain starting to develop. So I don't know. So I'm kind of even thinking like week 6 maybe, you know, just because it's like you're between week 6 and week 7, because I feel like between 8 and 12, like, it's just, you can see that more, and it's like, I don't know, that's more like, ugh. So the videos that you guys show me has changed my mind, just with it being graphic and kind of being able to see and a little bit more knowledgeable about the week process. So I think, yes, circumstances, it still makes it hard, but because of the video, I think I kind of have like a better idea of what happens. And so, I don't know, I think, yes, there definitely needs to be a cutoff point for sure.
When people know truth, listen, our education system, 12 years in high school, 4 years in a university, 16 years of our education, right? Mm-hmm. You're looking at, they're having to take adulting classes at the age of 29, 20, 25, 30 years old because they're not teaching truth anymore about anything and about life. And so here is this grown woman who's open to be hear the truth and to make her own decisions. And when she saw truth, she agreed with God. Mm-hmm. She agreed with pro-life. She agreed with President Trump. She agreed with everyone who's saying that is a life, that God is knitting that child together in their mother's womb. And it's so important to understand.
And to abort it means you're murdering.
You're murdering
it's
the
a
child.
Murder.
You're murdering the child. And listen, we want to hear from you. This is the truth. People's eyes are being opened. Once people see what's going on, most human beings will not agree with this. Once they see what's going on, mm-hmm. people who are not in darkness. And so comment below. We want to hear, what are your comments on this? We've been praying that God would end abortion, but it begins with people seeing what abortion is, that it's murder. Then it'll be ended. And so you're looking at eyes being opened. This is a positive thing that this is taking place. So comment below. Write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. I'm so excited. You know, we're about to talk about a movie coming out, but before we talk about the movie, you know, that's coming out called Unplanned, and this is Abby Johnson. The movie's made about her life. She was a head of a Planned Parenthood clinic responsible for 22,000 lives being taken in the womb, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But first, I want to talk to you about our book. My book is out, and it's ready for you right now. I Will Fight, 10 Strategies to Fight for Your Success. Listen, so many people in the world understand if you're going to be successful, you got to fight for it. And many people who are believers and Christians think that just success falls out of the sky. But God has created the earth to respond to your labor. He's created the universe to respond to you believing in faith what he's going to do. So I share in this book very specifically about biblical fights that have happened, but also got 10 specific strategies to be able to help you. I don't care if you're a CEO, I don't care if you're a congressperson or a senator, I don't care if you're a janitor, a business owner, a teacher, a pastor. If anybody knows needs to know how to fight, pastors need to know how to fight for success and define, you know, what success is. But I talk specifically, and I begin in this book, is about how God spoke to me and why am I writing the book. God showed me specifically in a dream, a prophetic dream, several dreams, but one was that he has a wealth transfer coming and he wants to deliver wealth to his people, but they don't have the character and the integrity to be able to manage that wealth. He told me that he's been getting a lot of money and wealth to them, but it goes right through their fingers like holes in a bowl. So they have to learn how to be able to develop strategies, biblical strategies, to be able to be positioned. Why? Because a great harvest of souls is coming, and it's going to take many, many dollars to be able to bring in the harvest, and it's going to be God's people who will fund that. And so he's looking for people that are willing to say, I want to be positioned. This is all about being positioned for great wealth. And it's not necessarily great wealth in money. It could be great wealth and influence, whatever God has entrusted you with. So get your, it's a free book. You just cover shipping and handling. We want to send it to you for free. And you can go to vfnkb.com for all the details. You can see it on your screen. But listen, it's here. It's right here for you. Wonderful thing. How many nuggets? I mean, maybe 500, 600 wisdom nuggets in addition to these success strategies. It's yours now at vfnkb.com. John.
Yes.
My goodness. I mean, here we are talking about all this truth coming out, and now this movie has come out called Unplanned.
Think about all the movies that have come out about pro-life and abortion up to this point. And you had the Kermit Gosnell movie, which was absolutely phenomenal. If you hadn't seen it, see that movie as well.
Evil phenomenal. Truth
Evil phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
It was truth. It was uncovering. And there were several other ones already that have come out. So this is a trend. This is a wave that's happening. Truth is being brought out in the open, and people...
Yes. And that's one thing that Pastor John Kilpatrick, Church of His Presence, prophesied about, that people will demand truth. Yeah. They're tired of all the lies. And so in this movie, this breakout box office hit in the theaters right now is called Unplanned. And it's a story about Abby Johnson. Abby Johnson was, you know, left, her parents took her to college and dropped her off. And at that moment, she made a decision that week that she was going to go the way of the world. And she just let go of everything that she was raised in. And it literally led to, you know, herself going through abortions. Then it actually led her to actually beginning to work with Planned Parenthood, who, by the way, if you don't know, they're responsible for many, many abortions in our nation. And finally, she ended up leading a clinic with over 22,000 children during her time that she was there, responsible for ending their lives. But in the middle of that, God opened her eyes, and she saw suddenly what she was doing. And now I believe she's going to be a hero. She's like, you know, when you look back at slavery, and it's easy for us today to go look back and go, that was evil. But it took brave people to stand up and say that was evil. Somebody's eyes had to be open. And today, they're going to look back at abortion just like they looked at slavery. And they're going to say, how in the world could you have destroyed and killed and murdered your child or allowed that to happen? Well, listen, this
Well, how in the world could you have remained silent while all these children were being murdered and you did nothing?
Yes.
To speak up again, you know, for them.
As a matter of fact, here is the trailer now from Unplanned. You got to go. Even if you can't go, buy a ticket for it. But listen, you want to go, brace yourself. If you are a lady, if you are a female, I highly recommend you go into this movie because it will be the best form of education, like we just saw with the one lady. Mm-hmm. You got to see. This is, it's ruthless truth. It's not, it's done a very, it's just her life and what happened. But Abby Johnson will be known, I believe, as an abolitionist that freed babies and gave them their life. I think she'll be known as that. Take a look.
Abby Johnson is in the other room.
Here.
Our first order of business is to present Planned Parenthood's Employee of the Year Award. Abby Johnson.
This is Abby. She's our newest volunteer escort. Abby, this is Cheryl D'Alessandro.
I'd be the youngest director in Planned Parenthood history.
You'll actually be in charge of the abortions at your clinic?
I have a chance to make a real difference.
No matter what you do for the rest of your life, you're still going to be a baby killer.
The only thing that's changed is you, Abby. Can you even hear yourself talk right now about these procedures? These are little babies.
I'm not going to apologize for doing a job that helps women in crisis.
There's still a part of me that isn't sure.
I know. But the one thing that all experts agree on is that at this stage, the fetus can't feel anything.
Sorry to bother you, but they need an extra person in the back room. Are you free?
I saw it. It was like it was twisting and fighting for its life.
We commend the souls of these hundreds of children. And Lord, we pray to end abortion.
I really appreciate what you've done for us. I'll not forget it.
22,000 abortions. How do I even comprehend that?
Rough day at the office?
You can say that. You're making a mess.
It's your dad and me. You are our baby from the moment of conception.
We are paying you to be a perfect instrument of corporate policy. We are an abortion provider.
I can't be part of this anymore. Everything that they told us is a lie.
Don't underestimate the repercussions of this. You gotta be careful.
Rhonda, please! Don't do this! Rhonda!
Let me tell you what's gonna happen if you walk through that door.
Congratulations. You make an enemy of one of the most powerful organizations on the planet.
It's available right now in your theaters. You need to buy a ticket and go to it. I have to tell you, they made it, they registered the Motion Pictures Association. They rated it R. A lot of understandings of this. One is they're saying they want to keep people from seeing it, but it's truth. You know, you got to be, 17 years old or older. But I personally believe escort, you know, any child, any female child that's able to give birth so she could see the beautiful thing, that how God's created her and how the enemy wants to take that part of her and destroy her life. And how even in the schools, John, Planned Parenthood has counselors in the schools to build relationships with our elementary children. And then when they finally become sexually active in their thought life, they say, don't talk to your parents, talk to us, because we understand you. And then they put her on the birth control pill, which often fails, and they know that it will end with a cause her to need an abortion. And then they say, I'm your friend, I'll take you to... I mean, there's a whole strategy of making money. Yeah, off of destroying children. I got to tell you, you know, I've heard people make comments about the movie, and they said, well, you know, it's a kind of lighthearted movie. It's like, it's serious, Lord, if you have any heart at all. But it's truth. But I thought that I buried my face in my hands, and I thought I was going to just begin to wail in this theater because...
Wow, that dramatic.
My heart was just ripped to shreds. We've been praying for years that God would end abortion, but they're not letting people get behind the scenes to see that baby fighting for its life under an ultrasound while they're breaking the baby. I mean, it was just, it's happening.
This is the real, this is probably the most graphic you're going to see, the most real experience having one.
I was just weeping through the thing, you know, but you know, if it's happening, we have a responsibility to see it.
Yeah.
Because you vote, and whoever you vote for will either support abortion or end abortion. And if we vote enough people into office who love God, who love women, who love children, and wants to end abortion, then you're responsible for ending it. Vote people in, I want my money first. I don't care about the children. That's kind of behind the scenes.
For many people, the deciding factor came in the final debate with President Trump, where he said, listen, I am not for the ripping of babies' body parts.
At the presidential debate.
Yeah. And this happened at the presidential debate. Yeah. And so that was a deciding moment for many people. Said, okay, that's the person I'm voting for.
Yeah, and that was the big difference. And America voted for life when they voted for the president and the vice president, Pence, President Donald Trump and Mike Pence, the vice president. It's so important to pray for our administration, pray for the right judges to be able to get in place, because they overturned Roe versus Wade, which is a federal law done wrongly. Then it'll come down to the states, and now your state can determine whether you're going to have it or not. And that's happening in Mississippi. It's happening in Utah. They tried to happen in North Carolina. And it's just, listen, comment below. We want to hear from you. Write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. We've been praying for years. You've heard us. We're praying together. Even when we see you guys, you tell us, dear God, end abortions, you know,
send revival, send third great awakening.
So I just want to pray for you right now. I want to pray. Father God, we just thank you for Abby Johnson turning her back on Planned Parenthood and her face towards you and giving her life towards you and telling this truth. We pray for every woman, Lord, that's being this pregnancy moment of her life when she's thinking about ending her child's life, that you would educate her, Lord, and show her, Lord, how beautiful that is, Father God. I just speak life over her and life over our audience. Dear God, we ask you to end abortion in America. Send revival. Send a third great awakening, we pray, in Jesus' name. And don't forget how easy it is. Love God, love others, and lead others to do the same. God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
We'll be right back.
It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you, that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation, that stand with us prayerfully and financially, that just partner on a monthly basis, to financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us, and we together at VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation, and this nation, by God's grace, to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving.